This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
I love the Lord. Yes. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Down in my heart. I love the Lord. Down in my heart. I love real to me. He's real to me. He's real to me. Down in my heart. He's real to me. Down in my heart. Today. I love the Lord because He first loved me. I love the Lord because He's so real to me. Hallelujah. I love the Lord because He's been so good to me. I praise Him for saving me. I praise Him for delivering me. I praise Him for setting me free. I love the Lord today. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love the Lord. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Friends, you're listening to that noisy church on the air again, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Ain't y'all glad to be making a noise?
Hallelujah.
Ah, I tell you. Amen. I'm glad to be a part of the noise and making it too. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you and you, and especially you, those who have tuned into this broadcast. Amen. You're in touch with a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. Yes. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle.
Yes, He will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's no problem too hard for God to solve as long as you will believe Him to solve it. He will solve your every problem. Some of you might be sick and suffering today. Do you know that Jesus Christ is a healer? He's a healer of all manner of diseases. And no matter what you might be suffering with, Jesus Christ can get you well. I always ask the question, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time when we got this great big Jesus that's willing and able to heal your body? He's willing and able to deliver you. He's willing and able to get you off all that medicine. He's willing and able, hallelujah, to get you out of that hospital.
Yes.
He's willing and able to bring you back out of hospice. Some of y'all been put in hospice, and what they're doing now is just got you, as they say, put you out in the pasture and just waiting on you to draw your last breath.
Amen.
But listen, my friends, Jesus Christ can turn things around,
hallelujah,
and cause you to live again, put life back in you, and cause you to enjoy life today. I'm going to be praying for you in just a few minutes What I want you to do is just stop for a little while and let's have a little church together. Hallelujah. Stop for a little while and let's just talk to Jesus.
Yes,
stop for just a little while.
Yes,
hallelujah. And let's just believe God for a miracle,
yes,
in your life today.
Jesus.
You got a problem? Tell it to Jesus. You got a situation going on? Tell it to Jesus. You got things that's happening in your life that you just can't get solved? Tell it to Jesus. Ah, he's the one that can fix it. Amen. Let Jesus fix it for you today. We invite you wherever you are under the sound of my voice. Make your way down here to Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're holding services right here in Brooklyn, New York. Right here at 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street, right here in Brooklyn, New York. That's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. My friends, you want to get in a Holy Ghost packed service? This is the place to come on down. As the song says, come over here where the table is spread,
yes,
and the feast of the Lord is going on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God can fix it. Whatever your problem is, God can fix it. If you just make it here to the temple. Prayer changes things.
Yes, yes.
I said prayer changes things.
Yes, yes,
yes, yes. Oh, my friends, if we just get a little time to have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about it, he'll fix it for you. Yes, he will. The song says, down on my knee, when trouble rise, I talk to Jesus beyond the sky. He promised me, he when you tell Jesus, you ain't got to worry about hearing it again all over town. Just tell Jesus. Amen. He won't spread your business all over everywhere. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just tell him all about it. Right now, I'm getting ready to pray for you, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice. There's no problem too hard for God to solve. As I asked you earlier, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Just tell Jesus about it. I'm getting ready to pray now. I want you to draw nigh to your radio. If you can't reach your radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. Let's believe God for a miracle in your life today. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. If I would ask him, he will deliver. You would answer. Now we're coming to you today, Lord, on behalf of these that are under the sound of my voice. So many all over the land is sick and suffering. Some are in dire pain. Some, Lord God, the doctors have done everything they can for them, and they just can't get them well. Now, dear Jesus, we ask that you look down upon that individual that's at home sick. Look down upon that individual, Lord God, that's in the hospital. Somebody somewhere is in a coma, Lord. Somebody somewhere can't breathe unless they have a machine to help them to breathe. But dear Jesus, we know you're a God that's able to do more than we can ask or think. You're able, dear God, to touch them today. We ask right now that you will knock the devil out. Cast out devils. Cast out demons, Lord God, that's causing sickness. Cast out demons, oh God, that's causing pain. Cast out demons, Lord God, that's causing diseases that the doctors can't even figure out what it is. It's not showing up on the x-rays. It's not showing up in the tests. God, you know what it is. Knock that devil out right now. Satan, we take full dominion of authority and power over you. Command you to take your filthy hands off of these bodies right now. Loose your hold and come on out of here. And go back to the pit from whence you come. God, touch these bodies and make them every bit whole. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. We believe you for a miracle in the lives of the people today. Thank you, Lord, for healing them. Thank you, Lord, for delivering them. Thank you, Lord, for setting them free. Hey, Yamosha, we thank you now. We count it done in Jesus' name. Man, be thou made whole. Woman, be thou made whole. Boy, girl, be thou made whole. Get up now and begin to thank the Lord for your healing. You're healed by the power of God. Jesus has touched your body and has healed you this day. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Yes. Now it's your job to thank the Lord. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for delivering you. Thank him for setting you free. It is done by the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just bask in the blessings of the Lord right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You're feeling better already as the Lord has touched you already. It is done by the power of God. Hallelujah. Will you just help me worship the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We praise you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing right now. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, we lift you up, oh God. We bless your name. We thank you. Thank you for what you're doing right now. It is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, put those hands together and give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. God bless you, my friends. Once again, we want to remind you that you're listening to services coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Yes.
We're located right here in Brooklyn, New York. And we'd be so glad if you will come by and just fellowship with us. Be with us in service here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where the doors do swing on welcome hinges. Hallelujah. Yes. And we're always glad to see God's people come in and be blessed of the Lord. All right, right now we want to invite you to write us. I want you who are listening to me today, send me a letter. Let me know that you've been tuning into this radio broadcast. Some of you might be here in New York City. Some of you might be way out in Chicago, down south, in the Southland, or out on the West Coast, up in Maine, or you might be across over in England or Germany. We got people all over there listening to us. I want to hear from you this week. If you have a special prayer request, write me this week. Amen. And send me your prayer request. And let's talk to Jesus about it. Now, our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. We actually, when you write this week, won't you let the Lord speak to your heart as to what to send financially to help us to keep this radio broadcast on this radio station. When you make your check out or your money order out, make it out to Exodus Healing Temple. That's Exodus Healing Temple. And send it off to us this week. Listen, I'm looking for you to help us to stay on this radio station. It costs money. We come on every week. When you turn on, you hear us every week on this station. And we're jumping and shouting, and you'll be jumping and shouting with us. We need you to help bear the burden, the financial expense of this particular radio station that you're listening to. Write us this week and send that offering off. Send it off to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you don't belong to a church, send your tithes here. They will be used to upbuild the kingdom and to further the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Send your tithes here. Pastor won't take your money and go out and buy a brand new Cadillac or Rolls Royce. Amen. No, we don't do that here. The money that comes into the church goes towards the church needs. Amen. I don't even get a salary from the church. Why? Because I believe in doing like Paul said. Paul said he worked with his own hands so that he wouldn't be a burden on the church. I worked with my own hands. Amen. And now I'm able to be in retirement and I'm still getting money because I'm getting my pension. Ain't that nice? Ain't that nice? Amen. I'm getting my pension from my job and I'm getting my Social Security from the government. So I'm well taken care of. So when you send your money here, you won't see Pastor riding around in a brand new car while the members is riding the buses. I shouldn't have said that, should I? Praise the Lord. But the truth is the light anyhow. Come on and send your offering here and help us further the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are churches that might be near you. I'm looking at the clock, and my time is just about out on the air. If you will call me at 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. If you'll call me, we'll be able to tell you of a church that you can go to that might be near you, that we know of, and that we're affiliated with. Right now, I want you to get your Bibles. Go with me to the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. Acts, the fourth chapter, and we want to look right there at the 12th verse. In Acts, the fourth chapter, and the 12th verse, we find these words recorded for our reading. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I want you to know today, my friends, it's just Jesus. Jesus is the only way to get to heaven today. Jesus is the only way to get to the Father. Jesus is the only way to be saved. We find so many people today that are believing in all types of religions, and they have the attitude, I got my religion, you got yours, you go to your church and I'll go to mine. But listen, my friends, if that religion that you're in and if that church that you're attending is not promoting Jesus and doing it according to the word of God, you're in the wrong place. Paul let the people know, Peter let the people know, rather, amen, that there's no other name. It's not in Muhammad. Muhammad lived and died, but he can't save you. Buddha can't save you. Hare Krishna can't save you. Amen. Your archbishop can't save you. The Pope can't save you. Your pastor can't save you. The missionary who prays through in the Holy Ghost can't save you. There's no other way of being saved. There's no way of having salvation. What is salvation? Well, we got to make a difference here. Many people feel that salvation is the same thing as religion. No, religion is what you do for man, what you do for your fellow man. Salvation is what God does for you. And only God can give you salvation. Salvation is total healing for your mind, your soul, and your body. Peter let the people know that there's no salvation in any other. They might be a big shot. They might have a whole lot of money. They might be well known, but there's no salvation in it. Some of you are following all types of gods and following all types of religions and following all types of isms and following all types of ideologies. But listen, there's no salvation in that. You can't be saved other than through the name of Jesus. There's neither salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven. And we are all under heaven. Isn't that right? Amen. We are every last one of us that's on this planet. In fact, this planet is under heaven. So you can't get away from it. If you go to Jupiter, it's under heaven. If you go to Mars, it's under heaven. If you go way out to the extended portion of the solar system where Pluto circles around the sun, that's under heaven. The whole universe is under heaven. So there's no name nowhere. On the planet, on the moon, on the stars, nowhere. There's no other name. There's no salvation in no other name. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we can be saved. Sometimes we find folks trying to do this without Jesus, but it's not going to work. Sometimes we find folks feel that they can make it on their own. Not going to work. You can use your own name. I don't care how big shot you are. Your name not going to cause you to be saved. Your money's not going to get you in heaven. Your good deeds are not going to get you in heaven. Jesus says, no man can come to the Father but by me. What are you trying to say, Pastor Staten? It's just Jesus.
That's right.
That's all it is, just Jesus. You can't get around it. Try to come up with any kind of religion you want to come up with and come up with any kind of name you want to come up with. You can't do it. It's not going to work. You got to have Jesus. Jesus is the only name that will cause you to be saved. That's why we tell folks all the time, make a start. Start turning towards Jesus. Go to him. Hallelujah. Do what his word say do.
Yes.
Repent of your sins and get baptized in that name. Not Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because those are not names. Those are just titles. I can't go into that right now. My time is up on the air. But listen, some of y'all been baptized in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and the preacher told you it don't matter. Well, that's what Jesus said. Listen, it does matter. When you go downtown and you take a check, if they make that check out to father or son or daughter, you can't cash that check because it don't have your name on it.
That's right.
When you put your name on it, hallelujah, that's what makes it belong to you. You got to have the name Jesus called over you, my friends, even when you go down in the water. The Bible says there's no other name. Name means you got to have somebody's authority behind you. And that authority is Jesus. Not the title. The title don't mean nothing without the name. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you got to have that name. Repent of your sins. Get baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Listen, Jesus said he was sending the Holy Ghost not back in a title. He sent the Holy Ghost back in his name. What's his name?
Jesus.
His name is Jesus. Amen? Every father, every son, every mother, every daughter has a name. So you got to do it and use that name, my friends. That name is powerful. There's power in your name. Listen, when we pray for you, we can't pray and cast out devils in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. That devil gonna stand right there and look at me like I got five eyes. But when I use that name Jesus,
yes,
that name Jesus knocks back devils. That name Jesus drives out demons. That name Jesus causes people to come out of sin. Hallelujah. It causes people to change their way of living.
Yes.
That name Jesus is powerful.
Yes.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My friends, I might not be percolating and bawling today and swinging off the chandelier, amen, and ran back. But listen, I want you to get the message today.
Yes.
There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we can be saved other than the name Jesus. If you don't have that name applied to your life today, my admonition to you is to get the name. Don't get the title. Get the name. Ah, yes, the name Jesus will cause you to be cleansed from your sins. The name Jesus will cause you to walk in the newness of life. The name Jesus will turn things around for you and get your life straightened out. Will you take him today? Will you take him as yours?